Imagine if you could use an algorithm to predict trouble and maybe avoid it. The idea has gained traction throughout the criminal justice system, from police departments to courtrooms. It's called criminal risk assessment.
The nonprofit news outlet ProPublica looked at one of the most widely used risk assessment programs and how it fared in Broward County, Florida. There, people who have been arrested are given a questionnaire and then a score from 1 to 10.
A 4 or higher suggests they are likely to re-offend. Reporter Julia Angwin says the analysis was accurate about 61% of the time, and it treated blacks and whites differently. I asked her to describe how the algorithm works.
The one that we were looking at is put together by a proprietary software company named Northpoint. They don't disclose their exact formula, but they told us sort of generally what went into it, which is essentially it's your criminal history, your education level, whether you have a job. And then there's a whole bunch of questions that have to do with your criminal thinking. So, for instance, do you agree or disagree that it's okay for a hungry person to steal? And not every assessment asks that, but the core product that Northpoint offers is 137 questions long. Mm-hmm. And then jurisdictions can use any subset.
Other questions like, you know, were your parents ever sent to jail or prison? How many of your friends are taking drugs illegally? How often do you get in fights while at school? Stuff like that, right?
Yeah. Their questions are a lot about your family, your attitudes. Do you feel bored often? Do you have anger issues? Do your family ever been arrested?
Does the questionnaire ask specifically about your race?
No, it does not ask about your race.
You talked to some hardened criminals who were rated as relatively low risk. Even they were surprised to be rated this way. How did that happen?
This one guy that we wrote about, Jimmy Ravelli, he is in his 50s, white guy who, by his own account, has led a life of crime. Mostly petty thefts and mostly to fuel his drug addiction, which he's struggling to overcome. But when I told him he was rated low risk, his reaction was, that's a very big surprise to me because I had just got out of 5 years of state prison for drug trafficking when I was arrested for that.
Wow. And so how is it that someone like that can be given such a low rating?
So we analyzed more than 7,000 scores to see what was causing these types of disparities. And what we found was that although this algorithm is actually okay at predicting general whether you're going to commit another crime within the next 2 years, it's actually inaccurate in this way where it fails differently for blacks and whites. So black defendants are twice as likely to be rated high risk incorrectly, meaning they did not go on to reoffend. And white defendants are twice as likely to be rated incorrectly as low risk and yet go on to reoffend.
What does it mean for someone who is incorrectly tagged by this risk assessment system?
So basically, if you're given a low risk score, this is given to the judge. And in Florida, where we were looking at the scores, the judge looks at that while making a decision about pretrial release, meaning can you get out of jail on bond while awaiting trial for your crime? In other jurisdictions where the same exact software is used, this score is used for sentencing. So when you've been convicted of a crime, the judge gets a secret report, a pre-sentencing investigation, usually sealed to the public, which says this person is high risk. You should take that into consideration when making your sentencing. And those decisions are very important because if you are a judge and you're looking at this high risk thing, you might be inclined, and this has happened, to be more likely to put that person in a longer prison sentence.
We should say that the company Northpoint that administers these tests disputes your findings.
Yes, that is correct.
Based on all the evidence that you looked at and all the experts that you talked to, do you think there's a place for these types of algorithms in the criminal justice system?
The movement towards risk assessment scores is very well-intentioned, and I'm sympathetic with the idea that we need to make the criminal justice system more objective and more fair, and that hasn't been that in the past. But having looked at the outcomes from this particular scoring system, I'm not sure that this is actually making that many more steps towards a fairer system. When you have a poor outcome that is potentially very damaging to somebody, meaning that called a high risk when they're not, that is happening twice as often to black defendants as white defendants, I am not sure that's leading to a fairer system.
That's Julia Angwin of ProPublica. Thanks so much.
Thank you.